All right, let's see some Gemara. Start the Gemara again quickly. The Ilu Begerish and Safek Karavlai, Safek Karavlai, like a Tani. I was spending this whole next daf answering this question. And I have a couple of terutzim as why, by Kiddushin, it said a case of Safek Karavlai, Safek Karavlai. But in a case of Gerishin, it didn't say such a case. My time up. So Rabba's teretz was, I'm a Rabba, Ishazu b'cheskes hetel l'shukai medes. Who's Ishazu? Ishazu is the tzara. The tzara who's married, who's a tzara of an erva, is b'cheskes mutel l'shuk, because she's a tzara of an erva. Umisafik ata bala Yisra. Now you want to say that if it's a get, she's also l'shuk. Al tasren l'shuk. So there's no such case as Safek Gerishin in our Mishnah, because Safek Gerishin, we would say, Ukma b'ches kasa, and she's mutter, she mutter l'shem. Amalei Abaya, Ihachi b'kiddushin ami neima. Let's do the same thing by kiddushin. Now he after Halt Kop, what's the case of kiddushin? A man is married to a woman, and now he's also mekadosh a second woman who's his niece. He goes to a second woman and throws a kiddushin, safek karavlai, safek karavlai. Now here it's the reverse of a get. Here, if the kiddushin is a kiddushin, the tzara is matzal l'shuk. If we leave things b'ches kasan, the kiddushin is not a kiddushin, then she's mutter to marry the yavam. So things turn around now. Now the discussion is if she's mutter to the yavam or not. So the Gemara says, B'kedusha nami neima, isha zu b'cheskes hetel liyavam emedes, u'misafik ata bala isra. This woman is b'cheskes hetel liyavam, that she's allowed to marry the brother-in-law because she's married to a man without children. Misafik ata bala isra. What does that mean? You're now misafik if the erva was mekadesh her husband was mekadesh the erva. That would turn this woman into a tzara serva. So misafik ata balai. So you want to tell her you can't do yibum. So we could have a case of kiddushin as well. We'll say do chalitza and don't do yibum. Misafik. I'm sorry, the other way. And so the same thing in the reisha. It's not a case of misya bemes bein chalat of chalatus bein misya bemes. In the mishnah's case, misafik kiddushin. In the Mishnah's case of Safi Kedushin, why is it a case of Safi Kedushin? Shtelan Chazaka, and the original Chazaka, she's allowed to be Miyabim. So Abaye's Kasha is Shtelan Chazaka, and let the Tzara do Yibum. What's the problem? That the Erva maybe did Kedushin, but the Erva's Kedushin is B'Chazaka, that's not a Kedushin. So Abaye is asking that in the Reisha, let the Tzara be Miyabim. And for the Gemara, Hasam Lachumra. What says Lachumra? How do you attach Lachumra? Hasam Lachumra. Some of these are Drabana Lachumra. What's the Hasam Lachumra? What's the parents? The Kasha was, you have a Safi Kiddush. So the Kasha was Shtalach Hazaka, and let the Torah do Yibam. Now, the Gemara Hasam Lachumra, here, I guess it means with Rabbanan, it's Lachumra, is that what you understood? Yeah, 2 weeks still in this Gemara. Hasam Lachumra means that in the case of Kiddushin, Machmir Midrabbanan Misafik. I guess it's a chance to say. Understand? Midrabbanan, we're going to be Machmir Misafik. Taka Mina Tayro Ishtal Chazaka. And we say the woman thereof is not married, and the tzara is allowed to be miyabim. Hasam lachumra, we're going to be machmir. I suppose we're going to be machmir midrabanan, and we're going to be play it safe. We're going to play it safe midrabanan, just in case the kedusha was karav law. Just in case the kedusha was karav law, and she's married, the erva is married, and the tzara is a tzara serva. She can't be miyabim. So just in case, it's a small chance in halacha, because we usually go basa chazaka. But just in case, we're going to be machmir. Is that what it means? Just in case, we're going to be machmir. It was maskim or as follows, huh? So what are we going to come away with this gemara? We'll learn the gemara's kasha in a minute, but comes out l'chayr from this gemara. When you shtel on chazaka, someone will ask a rav, is there any inyan for me to be mashmir? Maybe not. Maybe I'm shtel on a chazaka. I have a behema, and the behema was shechted, and there's a suffix. If anyone of the sakas that we had, there's a suffix, the Zayf took it and the Zayf brought it back, and there's a hole. So he has Bezdin. It's the best thing. A Rav gets a shalom to the Ferish Gemara. Then Allah is it's mutter. That's the din. Why is it mutter? Because we shtel on chazaka. Is there any inyan to be machmir? Like a Yirei Shemayim wants to be machmir by chazaka? Huh? What comes out now? What? Glat kasher is chum. What do you mean? What are you saying? Glat kasher. Glat. Glat means there are no questions. So, right. So what does that mean? That means that really, b'sidin is no chazaka. I have a sirch on the rei. What's it in? I look at Shulchan Aruch, it says a Sirchan Arei, you have to check it. Very hard to check. I'm afraid I'm not checking right, so I'm Machmer. So in a place where I'm afraid I'm not checking right, I understand. Like two chumras, I understand. One is if I have to check and I'm not sure I'm checking right. And one when there's a machloikis. And the loch is like the rabbim, and I want to be chayish for the meal. So I understand that would be a chumrah. But in a case where the psak is 100% clear, the mitzias isn't clear, but the psak is clear. I shechted an animal, and the wolf came and ran away with the bnei miayim. I ran after it, and the wolf dropped it, and I pick it up, and it's got a hole. And I don't know if the wolf made the hole or not. So here, the mitzias is a suffix. The halacha is klar, the klar of gemara. That you go past the chazaka by kinnish nishchetas becheskes hetcha hetra shivav v'chama nishchetah, right? There's no reis of mechayim, there's no machlokes. It's a straight case of chazaka. In a straight case of chazaka, is there any reason I should be machmir? The Torah told me hanogas hasveikis, do this. Ramo even said I don't need a kapara if my estimation is wrong. You could have argued about why you don't need a kapara. But Rama said you don't need a kapara. So when you shtel on chazaka, is there any inyan to be machmir? I don't know. I would have thought, why should I be machmir? I can't go wrong. Tyrus said in this case, this is what I should do. Huh?
If you kill somebody based on chazaka,
we kill people based on chazakas. So it doesn't make sense to be machmir. So what's Shatni Gemara, Hasla Fumra? What's the Hasla Fumra? If called the parish Meruva parish, we had here a day, any place, and in it the Yirei Shemayim should be Machmir. What would you do if two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif meat got mixed, got confused one with the other? And now you bought a piece of meat, you took it home, and the butcher still calls you, Iski Rav, I had three pieces, one was treif, two were kosher, I don't know which one I gave you. You call a Rav, he says, call the parish Meruva parish. You would eat it? Huh? You would eat it, it's a one in three chance that it's nevela. Nobody would eat it, right? Huh? Nobody would eat it. What? That's not thanks to Russian rash, but you can eat all three.
It's a chumrah.
But one you would eat. We would all eat. Balkashkas. Who would eat it? Anybody would eat it? Anybody interested? A piece of meat. Call the parish Meruva parish. And odds are 2-1 that you're not eating treif. Anybody interested in buying? Mitzvah to eat it. There's a Pischei Tshuva. the end of Siman Kuf Tazayin, the last Pesach Tshuva, it brings a machlaikis if there's an inyan to be machmir on a heter that's beforeish in Yeridaya. Except Abbas Machalov, remember the case. So when I'm talking about Raif, yeah, there were two cases there. One case was Raif, this case. So he brought from one gadol that I don't recognize the name, who said that, yeah, there's an inyan to be machmir. And he brought, I think, Bishem the Nesivis, the Chas V'Shalom. Aloch is its mutter. The same Torah that tells you now in the Neila tells you call the parish move a parish. So if it's a machlaikis, well, be machmir, I understand. But Aloch Psuka, you see, the said nah. I always like to say over that there's a Bnei Yisoscha in Chedesh Av who says that it's a maila to eat it. That's what you're remembering. Bnei Yisoscha says that Alpi Kabbalah, if you have Isser that became kosher, you dafka should eat, you charge more for it. You know, it's a better thing to eat. You know, they have in Eretz Yisrael, you can go and do Shulach HaKein, you pay money. Pay money, do a mitzvah. So here, they'll have a special treifus that was bottle barayt. Treifus that became, I don't know if knows what it means, but the klipus that were nitaro. Klipus means something to do with Tumah. Right, so, what are we going to do with the Gemara? Gemara says Hasam Chumra. If we're going to agree that if it's Halacha Psuka, there's no Sa'at Chumra, so what's Pshat in the Gemara? Hasam Chumra. Hasam Chumra. I understand it. If I had to marry a woman, and only if I marry her, if it's a Karis, depending on whether that ring fell Karav Law or Karav Law, and nobody seems to know, I don't think I would marry her. No? It's Shemayim, they have a video. And you go upstairs, Lachem Hayavashrim, and you say, all right, let's play the video. Was it Kar of Lai? Or Kar of Law? I may end up marrying somebody who's Issa Erva, my sister-in-law. So, I don't know. I don't think anybody here would want to do it. I don't. Mechaira comes from this Gemara, a Chiddush, until someone can show me a different shot. Mechaira, we learned in this Gemara that by Chazakis, there's an inyan to be machmir. There's an inyan to be machmir, even though there's a chazaka that this woman is my brother-in-law. My brother was married to a woman. Then my brother threw kedushin to my daughter, Safikarla. Then my brother died. So now I have a chance to be biyavim, my brother's definite wife. As far as my daughter, it's a chazaka that she's mutter to me, it's safekar of lai, safekar of la. So I think, alright, asam l'chumra. Asam l'chumra that we're going to not, I shouldn't be the abimah. L'chumra, even though chazaka paskin dies. What? And it should need a kapara. I mean, if I'm relying, machmah. Is it such a thing that there's an inyan to be mashmir, but you don't need a kapar, because you said mechandidin. Huh? Therefore, what? So you could say what you're saying two ways. Either you could say in such a case there's an inyan to be machmir and chazakis, which I would argue with you. Well, maybe there's no inyan to be machmir and chazakis. Just here, people are going to get confused. So here, that's why we're machmir. There's actually a reason. So people are going to get confused, sort of what the Gemara goes into.
On the same
time, on the Chazak is on the Tzara, and the Erva herself is the Safik Mekum Mekudeshes. The Erva herself, why does the Erva herself also have a Chazak of Heter? Yeah. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, we learned the Chiddush today, that there's an inyan of Chumra in cases of Chazaka. It's a Chiddush. That's Pasha Pshat, what I was saying. Even though it's borrowed that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai and said, go Basa Chazaka, still, since the facts may not jive with the Chazaka, so there's an inyan, the Reshamai wants to be Menachem. That's what it sounds like. And the Rabbanan said, everybody should be Yirei Shemayim, everybody should be Mah. That's what it sounds like. So here, we'll leave it with that in the meantime. If somebody finds, and as you know, there aren't so many Mefarshim on Daf Lamed as there are in the early blood. If anybody will find somebody who explains the Chumrah, if we'll find someone who explains that the Chumrah is like Shema Yomru, that people may get confused, that'll be good. But Pashit now, Hasam L'Chumrah means it's possible Klapishmaya Galia was Karev law, in which case I'm not allowed to be Miyabim. And I'm worried for that physical possibility, even though Halacha says that the physical possibility doesn't matter. See, but I asked you this question earlier in the year. Remember, I once told you that we eat meat always based on an assumption that there are no traitors. We check the lungs, we check the stomach. We don't check the brain or the heart or the kidneys or the liver. We don't check all the Ivarim. And we rely on the right, the right behemoth, and traitors. Even though, statistically, it's a vadai, that over a lifetime you're going to eat traitors. So over a lifetime you eat from hundreds or thousands of different animals. And statistically, 1 in 1,000 animals has a hole in the brain. Still, you're allowed to go basarayv. Do you ever hear anybody should say, it's a reshamayim to be machmir, you shouldn't eat meat, because maybe it's a treifah, one of the other treifahs. Never heard of such a thing. No. People didn't want to eat meat, they were afraid of the sheikhid, they were afraid of things, but to be such a chumrah, we never heard of. So maybe you're right, you could go on and not chazaka. Okay, this is something that still needs birur. It's very difficult to be mevarer this, because the halacha is far, talk about the halacha. Okay. There's a problem in this Gemara. And the problem is the following. We all know that Kedusha needs Eidim. If there are no witnesses, the Kedusha is not a Kedusha. Even in Shemayim, they know it happened, irrelevant. In Shemayim, they're going to pass it, it's not a Kedusha. We call that Eidus L'Kiyume. Kedusha needs Eidus L'Kiyume. The Eidus make that the Kedusha are a Kedusha. So, if somebody went over to a woman and said, Hari HaMakadosh's name gave us something, but they know they're all alone. There's zero reason to be machmir, and there's no problem. She can go marry somebody else. There's no havamina. She's a mukadesh. Now, what's the case in our Mishnah? Kedusha was thrown safik karev loy. Obviously, we can't figure it out because otherwise, Bezdin's going to go. If you could say he was standing here, she was standing here, and this is where it landed, Bezdin will measure. Measure, truth is not enough to measure distance, you have to measure, estimate their ability. It's not just karav loy, but it means that the person could go and get it. If one person is lame and one person is spry, so you have to measure differently. But anyway, they're going to measure. Obviously the Bezer can't measure, otherwise they'll figure it out. So Bezer sits down, he says, we can't figure it out. Safik karav loy, safik karav loy. Really, we should go basa chazaka, but let's be machmir, just in case it was karav loy, let's be machmir. Kashi here is the following. Let's say it was Karev law. Let's say Shemayim, they know the Kedushin landed close enough. But Hayyos, there are no Eidim that know it was Karev law. Lamaisa, whoever saw, could be 100 people saw. But we can't find 2 people that know it was Karev law. So it should be Ois Kedushin because there are no Eidim. It should be Ois Kedushin, but Vadois. It's Vaday not a Kedushin. Kedushin without Eidim is not a Kedushin. If Kedushin without Eidim is not a Kedushin, and you can't find any Eidim that say it was Karev Law, so Vaday is not a Kedushin. What's the question? problem? What do you say? They saw what took place, but they're missing one part of what they took place. They're missing either they couldn't estimate or they couldn't see. It was something they had to see. Couldn't estimate who was closer to them. So you call that Eidus? Is that Eidus? On the tzad it was Karev to her. Is that Eidus? That's really our question. Our question is, if Adam saw everything they could see, but they don't know what comes out from that, is that Adam? In what way?
Under the chuppah.
Why?
You don't see the kala.
You don't see the kala.
They see this person.
You might have to see their face. They know that this woman is married to this man. They have to see her face. They know exactly who she is. She's this person standing right here. They don't all wear the same white gown at a wedding, but it doesn't matter. I know the person standing in this spot. If an eight Kedushin sees Kedushin and he dies 2 seconds later, it's still a Kedushin. Shas Maisa, he knew this one is the Kodesh. Those who hold you have to see, and they talk to say, vice versa, be the other way. So this Shaila is not so pashut. This is discussed at length. The first question I asked about Chumris, I don't really know too many Ramakainas. But this is discussed at length. Let's go to Seder. In Shulchan Aruch, Simin Lamin, Beis Shmuel Sifkatan Tes says, the Beis Shmuel says exactly what I said. There are no Edom. If the Edom don't know, zero Kedushin. No Safik. Our Gemara is talking, Dafka, like it says at the end of the Sugya, by Trey V'Trey. Two Edom say Karev Loi, two Edom say Karev La, so you do have Edom. Just two of them are lying, they make mistakes. So we don't know which. Look at the Beis Shmuel. He says that the case is talking Trey V'Trey. He's not going to the Gemara, he's going to Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Beis Shmuel says that the case of Safik Karavla is Dafka Trey V'Trey, and if it's Trey V'Trey, then it's a Safik, you have to be Mashmir. But if Edim don't know if it was Karavla, it's Made not a Kedushin, exactly what I said. So Rabbi Kiveiger, on the Gilead of the Shulchan Aruch, says that the Ritva and the Rajba in this Gemara, they say, like Shamshi says, that the Gemara later talks about Trey V'Trey. But at this point, it means Edim wa Misupakim. That's the Lashon of the Rajba, is that the Edim wa Misupakim about what happened. Shenistape Kadovala Edim, the Lashon of the Rajba. And Mimela, we have a chaylik. What's the makor of the Beis Shmuel? So the Pisei Tshuva brings that it's a Mordechai in Gittin. Now listen to the case. The Mordechai says, had a maisa, two Edim saw a man give a woman a piece of paper. Two Edom saw a man give a woman a piece of paper. Let's say they heard him say, Hariat Megureshes. But they did not know at the time what the piece of paper is. La'achar HaMaisa, they took it and they read it. And the Mordechai brings that one of the Rav there said it's a good get. And that the Maharam, I don't know which Maharam, it's not the Maharam Lublin, it's the Mordechai bringing. He brings from Maharam that the Maharam said that it's not a good get. B'shas Maisa, the Edim did not see a get, because they didn't know it was a get. Later, they read it, they saw it was a get. So the Maharam says it's not a good get. they have to see a Dover Borer. They have to see a Klarazach. If you don't see a Klarazach, it's not a get. That's the basis of the Beishmuel. Agus L'Kiyum may have to see something Klar. If you don't see something Klar, it's nothing. Okay, sir. Kivager is saying that the Rashi and the Ritva and Agamara are arguing. Kashmas, they're arguing. Is it so poshid to be Nadama? To tell you the truth, I looked quite a bit. I didn't find anybody as Machalik. In other words, all the Maravakadis I'm going to talk about are not Machalik in the Kedushin, because the Eidus L'Kiyume is the same by both. All the reasons we have for Eidus L'Kiyume equal to the Kedushin. This is far too Machalik, maybe. But the Maravakadis that I'm aware of, they mostly talk about Kedushin, but they all talk about Gittin. By Kedushin has to be Kedushin, that's nothing. Maybe you shall have Pruta. So it could be that case would be a different Gittin and Kedushin. But in the side of Aiden. Alright, so what do we say? We say we have Machlaikis, I guess. Machlaikis we shine him. What is the, again, what's the Midain? The Shita of the Beis Shmuel, the Maram, is you have to see a double bar. What else is zero? It's not Eidim. What does the Rashba hold? How would you explain the Rashba? Explain the Rashba, somebody. Eidim will say maybe are Eidim? That's not a good answer. We say Eidim will say maybe is Eidim. Saw Vaday Mais. They saw Mais. They're not Pesuv what they saw, but the Pesuv is Karav like Karav La. What? They saw enough to create a Safik. Okay. Take is good. Let's see. They saw everything. Somebody could argue about it again. They saw everything. They just and saw the whole Maisa. It's there. Oh, good. You remember such a Gemara in Kedushin? The Kaddish B'tzipsa Da'asa. Right, so this Gemara Kedusha. Rav Shimon, the Shari Yosha, talks about this. Shari Yosha is in Shar Zayin Perek Yud Beis. He asks from three Gemaras, and the best one, I guess, the easiest one, is the case of Shem Shava Pruta B'Vadai. The Gemara says a man was Mekadosh a woman with Tzipsa Da'asa, with some flour from the Hadas branch. A Hadas branch is not worth a Shava Pruta, except Erev Sukkos, which costs a lot of money. But all year round, a Hadas branch is not worth a Shava Pruta. What are you going to do with it? So Poshit Namakudeshes. What does the Gemara say? That Chashina and Shema Shava Pruta B'madai. The Chashish, maybe it's worth a Pruta B'madai, and therefore it's a Safek Kedusha. Madai is a different country. So even though here it's not worth a Pruta, Madai is out in Persia. I guess in Persia there aren't too many trees. It's in the middle of a desert. So maybe there a branch is worth a Shava Pruta. Chayshina Shava Shava Pruta B'Madai. Some Rishonim hold Shava Shava Pruta B'Madai is Gzeira D'Rabbana. I think the Rosh Hashanah. But most Rishonim hold it's an entire. The Chayshish is worth a Pruta B'Madai. So Frecht, Rizak Rav Shimon, you see Klar. Eidim don't have to see. Don't have to know if she's married or not. You see Klar from Chashina Shava Shava Pruta B'Madai that it's enough. The Eidim report what they saw, and that's good enough. Bezdin Shah to Paskin. Eidim are not Paiskin. You know something? Most people today, even from people, even guys who are in Yeshiva, don't know the din of Karav like Karav La. They don't know that a sidewalk is a place you can do kind of things, right? some degree kind of things. Most people don't know. So Shimon says, Eidim don't have to be Paiskim. They don't have to Paskin. They have to say what they saw, and that's it. Let Bezdin Paskin. So Shemesh Abakruta B'madai is Raya number one. Raya number two, when a Shliach comes from Chutzla Medina. I guess Bezdin would try to figure out. They would question them. Where was it? Where was he? Where was she? And if they could figure out, they could. Sometimes they can't. Shemeshu Kruta B'madai also. Nowadays, you get a commodities report. Now, in those days, also, I don't know if they could figure it out. They have to do their best to try to figure it out. The second Gemara, the whole first two prakim of Gittin, when a Shliach brings a get in Medina Sayyam, and he gives a get in front of Eidim, those Eidim don't have to be the same Eidim that saw the Minu Shlichus in Chutz Medina. How do I know this man is really a Shliach? There's a woman here, she's married to Reuven. Reuven is in China. Somebody comes and brings a get in Medina Sayyam, and he says, I'm Reuven Shliach, and here I'm giving you a get from Reuven. The Eidim don't know that there's any Shlichus. What's going to happen? The Eidim tell Bezdin what they saw. Bezdin, to Paskin, is going to have to find out if there was a Minu Shlichus or not. But the Eidim don't know there was a Minu Shlichus. So when the get was given, the Eidim didn't know it's a get. Is this a good kasha on the Maran's case? The same thing as the Maran? Maran said, if you don't know it's a get, it's not a get. What?
They know
so I would phrase it, they have to see everything they could see. Whatever they could see, they have to see. So when it's a paper, they have to look at the paper before it's given. Shlichos, you can't see. Is that what you're saying? No, it's not what you're saying.
Why do they have to see the
paper?
They have to know
what they're seeing.
They have to know what's going on.
So you're saying it is a cash on the ground. Well, you said Harry Abu
Gurash. They don't know what's going on.
They had to say Abu Gurash. It's Kashan and Maran. Which is fine. Reb Shimon is coming to say that you don't have to see everything. You have to see, I would phrase, you have to see whatever you could see. Aiden's job is to see. Aiden's job is not to paskin. So they see that it was a Kaddish with a Tzipsa Da'asa. It's up to Bezdin to figure out how much it's worth. They see that he brought a get from Medina Sayyam and he gave it. It's up to Bezdin to figure it out. And the third thing he says is by every Kedushin, the Eidim don't know that the ring belongs to the Chasim. Now we have a minig. We ask in front of the Eidim, is the ring yours? Maybe it's a stolen ring. The Eidim know it's not a stolen ring. The answer is they don't have to prove anything. They don't have to prove it. But anyway, he brings this as a third raya. I would phrase it differently. I would have said, how do they know that this woman is not the sister to this man? Maybe Kedusha is not typhus. No one says they have to look at their bring Eidim, who they are. So Reb Shimon, Shtel Zaveki Yisai, Eidim have to see whatever they could see. But one minute, that's not good enough. Because the Eidim have to hear the Hari Abu Kudeshes. That's clear in the Rishayim, that if the Eidim didn't hear Hari Abu Kudeshes, or wasn't a Sukum by Sayinian, then it's not a Kedushin. Zakreb Shimon, Eidim have to see whatever they could see, and they have to know the Kavana of the Mekadesh and Mekadeshes. The Kavana you have to know. But everything else, they can let Bezdin Paskin. So here already Rav Shimon is bending it a little, because otherwise it will be Shver from Gemaris. So Rav Shimon says, Eidim have to see whatever they could see. And they have to know the Kavana, by Get you have to know the Kavana of the Megarish, By Kedushin, you have to know the Kavanah of the Mekadesh and the Mekudeshes. You have to know. But once you know, that's all you have to know. You don't have to be able to pass in Halachis. And the Mela, Agamara is good. Safik Karavla, Safik Karavla is a Mekudesh, is a Safik Mekudeshes, even though they don't know. It's not a Star and Eid, it's the Kiyume, and it's good. The problem is the Maran. The Beishul passes like the Maran. I guess he's a Rishon. He'll argue with the Rashi. He'll say the Gemara is talking about betray. So Pashtus, we have here a machlokes in the Rishon. What? Every kedushin derech schaik would be an afkamina now. Rav Shimon would be. Because Rav Shimon is good by schaik. If they don't know their kavana. Okay, and the Sivis is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva, similar to Rav Shimon. In the Yisai, that they have to see whatever they could see. They see whatever they could see, they don't have to know the halacha, they don't have to paskin. Rav Shimon is very, very glad, very mistaver, and that could be the end of it. Where? If they didn't see. Find that anyway. I'll tell you why. Because there's the whole tumult in the Paiskim. If Adam see the ring in his hand, and then they don't see, and then they see the ring on her finger, we call that Ede Yediya Belay Ederia. So that many Paiskim hold, the Mardukai himself holds, is not good. They need Ederia. They didn't see. So they have to see. That's what I meant, they have to see. You know, when I say everything, they can see. So you're asking them to see the giving over. So you're saying, why do they have to see what the paper is? Why do they have to see what the paper is? So what you're saying is that this, the Rav Shimon is explaining the Rashi and the Ritva, but the Maran still doesn't shtim. Maran still doesn't shtim. So why would you say, if Adam see the giving of a ring, and they talk and don't know if it's worth a pruta, forgetting about my day for a minute, they don't know if it's worth a pruta, so we'd all agree, go to a store and figure out what it costs, and it's a kedusha. No, we'd all agree, I think. So how would that stem with the Maran? If they give paper, you don't know what it is, it's no good. If you give a ring, you don't know what it is good. So that's why I phrased it my way. They have to see everything they could see. They could see the ring. They can't see its value. If they look very carefully, they still can't see the value. You have to go and figure it out. The paper, they could see. They could look at the paper. They neglected to see. That's why I wanted to help with the Maram a little bit. Okay, now everything here is glad. The problem is that it does not stem with the Paiskim. I say the Paiskim in the Achrayim. The Noida B'Yehuda, Tshuva Nun Ches, and I view the Kama, Tshuva Nun Ches, it's brought there in the Pisrei Tshuva. I had the Dabra Maskel, the Dibra Maskel, because. Okay, you should look there where he brings Agamar, where he brings Safik Karavlai, Safik Karavlai, it's a long tshuva. That tshuva, he has a totally different mahalach than what we're saying. And you'll figure it out with me if you could say, like the Noida B'Yehuda, maybe there's not even a machlaikis between the Rashi and the Ritva and Agamara and the Beis Shmuel. Maybe make Shalom. The Noida B'Yehuda's mahalach is also Rav Moshe's mahalach in the Igros Moshe, his tshuva about Kedushin Derech Schaik. You once mentioned it's in the first Evan Ezra Tshuva Pei Beis, and Anaf Dalid talks about what the Edom have to see. As I guess in Yitzhak Shem on Sunday, we'll come back to this second Mahalach. Try to have Klor of Shimon's Mahalach. It's a Klor of Mahalach. We just Rav Shimon against the Paiskim, we wouldn't count it as a Shita, but it seems that the Sivis of this Tshuva is going with this Mahalach. Okay, so Yitzhak Shem on Sunday.